Metapeke Rokoa Tate was listening into the back end of that, and thanks so much for joining us. You're a pretty decent political commentator yourself, Metapeke. Thanks for joining us today.
Morena Dale. Yes, yes. You know, I've been around for a while, and, you know, this is always, it's always interesting when we're coming up to an election, but this one in particular, yes, I do hope that people are, people realise what's at stake here.
Well, there's a lot at stake. I spoke with Willie yesterday, and he was mentioning, you know, let it not escape your attention that, you know, four of the most prominent politicians at the moment who he believes are putting the boot into Māori are Māori, talking Winston, Shane, Seymour, and his deputy, Nicole McKee. And then we've got the Luxon issue. Look, he's probably not a bad bloke, Chris, although he did talk to me before he was elected. He hasn't since. Not that that matters so much. He's got other people to talk to. But, you know, when you're the PM, you need a combination of skills, and some of them he seems lacking in. What's your read on what has occurred, please, Metapeke?
Yes, it's interesting, actually, because I agree with you. I think I'm sure he's a decent person, and that does come through. But of course, politics is not a popularity contest, and you've got to know your stuff, and particularly these days, you can't wing it. And he's not a politician. He's certainly not a career politician. He does speak. He does use corporate speak often, and I think that is quite off-putting to the average man in the street. We want you just to say it. Say it as it is, mate. Give it to us straight up the guts, as they say, and I'll deal with it. But don't coat things. If you don't know it, if you don't know, say it. But talk to us about what your vision is for New Zealand. You know, really talk to us about what you would like to see in New Zealand, and that's what you're going to work towards. I mean, everyone in New Zealand, I think really, they want to thrive, and they want a country that is seen to be going places, and that everybody has a place in the sun. And they're not really talking about that. And if anything, of course, particularly where Māori are concerned, well, the boot's been put in and into Māori. And that's unfortunate because National over the years have done a lot, I believe, from time to time, to support Māori aspirations. So why the hell they let themselves be led around by their coalition colleagues surprises me and disappoints me. And I think he should have stood up to Winston and David Seymour certainly more often than he has. So, yes, no, I think watch this space, and I have watched it, and I've been disappointed over the last 3 years.
Yeah, well, politics too is about the riz. You've heard the term the riz, eh? Which is a kid's or young people's take on charisma. Like, you need some charisma as well. When you look back at those who had it, those who want it but can't get it, it's, you know, you either have it or you don't, I guess. And I note that today is the anniversary of David Longhi's passing. Well, Big Dave had a bit of riz, you know what I mean? Muldoon had some riz. Yeah. Winston's got a bit of it. Do you think Luxon lacks it? Who do you think has charisma in the political charisma?
Well, I do think that Brawiri has it. I think he's got it. I think that, yes, you're right about Winston. It's that, yes, and what is that? That is about, you can't say it's not necessarily the X factor, but it's something that people can think, they can grab onto, and they can say, yeah, I like that. I like the cut of his jib and things like that. It's about somebody who's prepared, I think somebody who's prepared to put it out there, prepared to take a bit of flack, is prepared to say what people talk about on the quiet, you know, and to be from time to time unafraid, and you'll take what comes, but you're going to put it out there because it needs to be said, and it's actually showing a bit of balls from time to time. And you're right. You're absolutely right. From time to time, show that bit of daring, and take what comes. But you know, do what you have to do when no one's looking, and or if they are looking, and it is very important now, because there's so much double speak. People are afraid of what the consequences might be if they tell the truth, and people pick that up. I absolutely believe they pick it up.
Tēnā koe. Well, few politicians have all that it takes: boldness, intellect, talent. In the Māori world, the hardest trait to cultivate and possess is humility. So you need this rather unusual mix to be really popular with people. And the cut of his jib is a saying which refers to a person's appearance or style, the way they carry themselves. It's an old seafaring term referring to the sail. And you're quite right to use it. One of the elements that Winston and Rauri have in Dollops too is humour. And we know that in the Māori world, Meripeka, humour is a very important tool when you watch the best. On the Maraiatea, they weave humour, knowledge, metaphor into the way that they operate. And so having all of these traits is a rare commodity in New Zealand politics. But if you've got it, you might as well get out and flaunt it. It's going to be an interesting election. Obviously, when all is said and done, it's the cost of living that's going to be the determinant, I'd suggest, in the outcome of this election. We have had one of the hardest periods in living memory for so many people, and it appears there's not a lot of light over the horizon, economically speaking, for our nation as we speak, Meripeka. Your thoughts on how important this very basic kaupapa is going to be, despite personalities and policies?
I think that's it. I think that's the crux of it, the cost of living. And if only politicians would once in a while put themselves in the place of the average family that's trying to enjoy life, that's doing the best that they can for their parents, for their children, and for the children to find their place as well as they move through into adulthood. And we've got a fantastic country. Our country, I think we're so blessed to be living in Aotearoa. When you look at what's happening around the world, so you know. But why shouldn't we be on top of the world? And that's the thing. You know, why does the cost of living? Why does it have to be? It seems to be moving further and further away, out of the reach of the everyday person to provide a good life for their family. And people are getting tired. People are getting tired. They look at politicians and they call them all the names under the sun, and they're blaming people because it's getting harder. And I believe the mental health of New Zealanders is really at stake. Some of them are not coping at all. The infighting that's going on in families, the disruption, the social disruption that we're seeing on the streets and in businesses. And businesses, how are they coping? I mean, we've just had three last week. Hospitality businesses closed their doors in Rotorua, and that would be for each business, six families are affected. And what's going on in their homes? So we need to cut the BS. Politicians need to cut the BS and say, what are we doing? Are we doing the best for our families in Aotearoa? We know that offshore there are things that happen external to New Zealand that are not our fault, and that we can't do anything about. So we realise that. Politicians should realise that. But what they can do to make sure that New Zealanders have the best life possible, that's what they should be contemplating on. And stop the BS and get down to... And they should be getting on with the business. And right now, they've got to go out onto the, talking to New Zealanders about voting for them. And what are they going to say? They need to sell a vision to New Zealanders, that New Zealanders can see there's a place for them in the future of Aotearoa, and it's going to be the best place possible, and it's going to be achieved by the policies that we're putting forward. And if you can't put that message across, then you don't bloody deserve to be in Wellington, sitting in the big house.
Always a pleasure to have you join us. Thanks very much, Meripeka. Look forward to more commentary too as we build up towards November 7. Māori ora, kia koe. Thanks so much. Meripeka Raukawa joining us from Rotorua. I live in Otahuhu. This is where the Longi family lived, and For those of you familiar, the big White House